The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juneau Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
Juneau Douglas High School Gym is where we are, and more gold medal action is exactly what we got for you as we're getting ready to get into our last game of the evening. It's going to be between Heidelberg and Haynes. What bracket is this? Did anybody catch?
This is the B division.
Okay, B bracket here. Yep. B bracket action. Teams are waiting to get started. And we should have our tip-off here in a moment. For Haynes in white jerseys, your players are Ryan Harms, number 13, Jordan
Baumgartner.
Okay, yeah, yep. And this is why I'm glad you're here, is you know some of these guys. Tyler Healy, also number 32, James Hart, Kyle Fossman, and Ben
Eagle.
Yep. All righty, very good. Meanwhile, Heidelberg in the black, it's Vinny Edenshaw, Devin Edenshaw. There's a lot of Edenshaws.
Yeah,
I expect to mix these guys up.
Edenshaw.
Yeah, Donald Edenshaw as well. Greg Frisbee, Sebastian Bowker, and Nick Nix. So that's our team, and they just tipped off. Looks like Haynes almost won the tip-off, but it ends up in black hands. That is Heidelberg. I'll get on top of this. Number 9 on the left side puts up a short shot. Won't go, but they get their own rebound, and that is shot made by number 7 in black. That is Donald Edenshaw for Heidelberg. Haynes now bringing the ball back up. That's our first bucket of the game. Haynes passes inside to number 54 in the interior, out to number 32 on the outside. Whistle on the play.
Yeah, the foul was on Sebastian Bowker. He kind of bumps Tyler Healy as he's trying to drive to the basket.
Yep, okay. So that's our first foul of the game on Heidelberg. Haynes inbounding the ball back in, and they will inbound the ball right back out of bounds. And Heidelberg going to take the ball back the other way now. All right. Ball is off to number 1 for Heidelberg. That's Vinny Edenshaw. And he's going to dribble around the top. He's going to cut to the left, find a way inside, but he loses the ball. It sails off to the left and out of bounds. And they're going to keep it on this side, it looks like. Going to say it was off Haynes, and Heidelberg gets to inbound it. Vinny Edenshaw going to inbound it. Number 2, Devin Edenshaw. And he's going to make his way to the left side of the perimeter, take up a 3-point shot. Does not go. It hits the back of the rim, bounces up and out. Haynes with the rebound. They're coming back the other way now. It's 2-0 in Heidelberg's favor. Number 42 gets the pass and kind of just sets his feet on the left side. 3-pointer made, number 42. That's Kyle Fossman with the first 3-pointer of the game. And Haynes' first bucket is there now up 3-2. Here comes Heidelberg. One of the Edenshaws, number 2, dribbles to the left, passes to the other Edenshaw, Vinny Edenshaw on the left side. He passes inside for a layup that does not go. Haynes with the rebound now. They're coming back the other way. And on the fast break, it was number 32 with the attempt. Tyler Healy, a short jumper, doesn't go, though. And now it's Heidelberg bringing it back the other way. Number 2, that's Devin Edenshaw, passes back out to number 3, Greg Frisbee, who gets it out just to the man behind him. That was number 9, Sebastian Bowker. And he puts up a mid-range shot that doesn't go in. Haynes now coming back up the floor. Number 32 finds some space to get inside, get close. Shot doesn't go, but it looks like he was fouled.
Yeah, it was Tyler Healy taking it strong to the rack there. And both teams will undermanned today. I know Haynes waiting for a couple guys to come in on the plane. Heidelberg just with one on the bench. So both these teams, they're going to be Iron Men today to finish off the game. But also these two teams are probably two of the top teams in the B division this year, just looking at the rosters.
Yeah, definitely undermanned. I'm only seeing 6 names on either of these rosters, which means there's only one guy on the bench at any time, right? Anyways, number 32, Tyler Healy, puts up his first free throw. That one goes in. And here comes number 2. It's up, and that one's good. Tyler Healy goes 2-for-2 from the line. That'll put Haynes up 5-2. And we're just under 2 minutes into this game so far. Here comes Heidelberg coming up the other way. Devin Edenberg dribbles left, dribbles right, puts up a mid-range 2-pointer. Does not go. Haynes with the rebound, and they're coming back now. Number 24 handling it, Jordan Baumgartner, was it?
Yeah, Jordan Baumgartner. Yep.
And he'll wing it off to number 13 over on the left side. He drives in, puts up a short-range two-pointer, won't go. Haynes gets their own rebound. Number 54 can't get the layup to go off the second-chance try. And now it's Heidelberg coming back up. And I believe that's number one. Yes, Vinny Edenshaw not able to get the shot to go. And now Haynes coming back. Here's number 32. That's Tyler Healy kicking it out. Ooh, almost lost the ball, but number 54, Ben Egolf, is able to recover it. Now number 42 out to the right side. Three-point attempt. It does not go from Kyle Fossman. He had one three-pointer earlier. Now Heidelberg's bringing it back out. And here comes Vinny Edenshaw dribbling around the left side. He's got some handles. He's got some speed, but he loses it, and the ball is out of bounds, although I think they said it was out on Haynes. So Heidelberg will retain it.
Yeah, Vinny probably one of the quickest point guards here at the tournament right now. He is fun to watch.
How many Edenshaws are there? Five?
Oh, on the team?
No, well, right now there's only three, but, I mean, I think I've had five of them out on the floor at once.
There could be, yeah. There's a bunch of them.
So, Ryan, when you run into that one, you just go, Edenshaw gives it off to Edenshaw, back to Edenshaw, and the shot's going up by Edenshaw.
You can. But I worry people wouldn't understand what I was saying at that point. Anyways, Haynes is now on the other side of the floor, winging the ball around. They've got a couple men in the post. None of them can get the layup to go, though, and it's now Heidelberg coming back. Still 5-2, 16:40 left in the half. Vinny Edenshaw charging up the interior. Gets a good look at the basket. It doesn't go, but he is fouled by number two. Or not number two.
Yeah, it was
number 32. That's who it was. So Tyler Healy picks up his number
12. First foul for Tyler.
Okay. First shot goes up for number one. Vinny Edenshaw does not go in. That was his first free throw attempt of the game as well. Here comes number two. That one goes. He's one for two. And now Heidelberg only down 3-5. Haynes with 5 points, now bringing the ball across the timeline. There's number 24 passing off to number 42, Kyle Fossman. Gives it into number 34, who passes into number 24, still out in the post. He gets the shot up, does not go, and Heidelberg with the rebound. They're coming back now. Vinny Edenberg bringing it up on the left side. He's dribbling around. Yeah, he's really got those handles. He's able to get himself a little bit of space. He puts up a mid-range jumper. Doesn't go, but Heidelberg still has the rebound, so they pass it out to the other Edenshaw. That's a Devin Edenshaw. Takes a pretty long three-pointer out of the top of the perimeter. Doesn't go. Now Haynes bringing it back. They wing it out to number 42 on the right corner, and he can get it to go. That's Kyle Fossman with his second three-pointer of the game.
Yeah, Kyle Fossman, a graduate from UAA, four-year player there, and then also played professionally over in Germany for a year.
Did he really?
Yeah, so he's one of the best players out of Southeast.
Did you ever play with him?
I have a gold medal. I have not in high school though. He was a few years younger than I am.
Oh yeah.
But, yeah. In fact, played in the tournament with him earlier this year in Sitka.
Right on.
Devin Edenshaw misses the layup. Haynes brings it back, and they lose control of the ball. Now Heidelberg once more with the ball, and it's Vinny Edenshaw drives in the lane, kicks it out to the right side, where a man is waiting. He takes a step to the left, puts up the three-pointer, and it goes in.
That was Nick. That's a tough shot, you know, kind of off-balance
yeah,
shot.
That was
nothing,
a tough shot.
Nothing but net. Looked like some of those NCAA games today.
Yeah. And now number 42 on Haynes, putting up the three-pointer from the left side of the arc. That one doesn't go. Now Heidelberg coming back up the floor, and they're only down by 2 points now. It's 8-6, 15 minutes on the clock. Vinny Edenberg gets inside, puts up a layup. It doesn't go, so Haynes is coming back now. And an early three-point attempt from number 32. He liked the look he had. Tyler Healy gets three to go.
Yep, Tyler's been playing this tournament a number of years as well. He could be playing the C, but he prefers the B.
Yep, and now you've got Devin Edenberg driving inside, passing off to number 11. That's Nick. That shot didn't go. And Haynes now has the fast break. Number 42 all the way down there. Kyle Fossman not able to get it to go, though. And it's Heidelberg bringing the ball back. They pass out to Devin Edenberg.
Edenshaw.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
That's all right.
I'm
don't worry. I've done that plenty of
learning
times.
These names for the first time in my life here. We're now coming back up the floor. That's Haynes, number 24. He kicks it out to the right, kicks it up to the top of the perimeter. Number 54, Ben Egolf, able to find the three-pointer. And it's Haynes up 14-9, 14 minutes left on the clock here.
Does Ben only have one brother?
Andrew? He does, yeah, Will Egolf.
Willie, yeah, yep. That's what I thought. I saw that play the first year I was here.
Yep. All right. And he's about the same size.
Yep.
Vinny Edinburgh dribbling around the perimeter, trying to find some space to get inside. He does. He spins around. He puts up a layup, and it is blocked with authority by Ben Egolf. Knocks it out of bounds, but it is still going to be Heidelberg's ball.
It's nice when you have guys 6'9 helping you on defense down there.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, pass goes in to Devin Edenshaw. He puts up the two-pointer, and it goes. All right, number 42 on Haynes. Gets a look from 3 points on the right side. He puts that one up. That one goes in. That's Kyle Fossman once again. That's his third three-pointer. And that's going to put up Haynes 17-12. 13 minutes left in the half as here comes Devin Edenshaw with a nice little spin move. Gets him inside on the right side, but the layup won't go. Haynes has the rebound, and they're bringing it back. 13 minutes left in the half. Haynes up 17-12. And here comes number 24, Jordan Baumgartner. He gets it off to number 42, though, who drives from the left side. That's Kyle Fossman, again, having quite a good half. That's another two-pointer for him. It gives Haynes a seven-point lead as here comes Vinny Edenshaw, able to drive on the left side. He gets a layup. That's 2 points for Vinny. And Haynes coming back the other way now. Jordan Baumgartner passing off to number 32, Tyler Healy. Back inside, back outside to Tyler Healy. Number 42 takes a deep three-pointer.
Oh, my Lord, what a nice one.
Kyle Fossman has the hot hand right now. That's his fourth three-pointer made. And what is that, 14 points for him total now?
That is, 1, 2, 3, 12. Yeah, that is 14.
Which is actually as much as the entire Heidelberg team has right now.
They want a 30-second break with 12:28 to go in the first half. It's 22-14. And an 8-point spread by Haynes out in front. We'll be back right after this message.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the gold medal basketball tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting gold medal. Together, we hold each other up.
All right, back in action. Here comes Vinny Edenshaw putting up a three-pointer from the left side of the arc. That one won't go, and Etain's coming back. Number 13 has the ball, Ryan Harms. He's going to throw it inside to the post to number 40. That's James Hart. But he loses the ball, and Heidelberg is going to take it back the other way now. Here comes number 2, Devin Edenshaw. And he's going to put up the three-pointer from just slightly the left side of the arc. He gets it to go. Chuck Devin for another three. Well, I guess his first three-pointer. Or did I miss one?
Yeah, that's the second.
Okay. Thought I missed one. And here comes Haynes again under the basket. He throws it right into the bottom of the backboard, basically. That was Tyler Healy there. But there was a foul called, so he's going to go to the line.
Yeah, Greg Frisby hit him on the arm going up there. But, yeah, good drive there by Tyler Healy. It's interesting. There's a little bit of last year at this time, it was these two teams battling to go to the championship. And Heidelberg, the first half, shot by 75%. It's just unbelievable shooting. And they ended up beating Haynes and to go to the championship where they ended up losing to Angoon. But that's the last time they played. So Haynes has a little bad taste in their mouth with these guys. So they're definitely coming out strong.
Tyler Healy's first free throw does not go this time. So his second free throw now up. That one goes in. That will make him 3 of 4 from the charity stripe so far this game. 23-17 in the favor of Haynes. They bring the ball back. Heidelberg. I'm lost in the last game. Heidelberg puts up a shot, and that one goes good for 3. It's now 23-20. Here comes Haynes passing the ball inside. Oh, to Healy, who's not able to get it to go. Tried to get his own rebound. Heidelberg comes up with it, though, and they're coming back the other way. And there's Edenshaw, Vinny Edenshaw, putting up a 3, was it? His foot looked really close to the line.
Yep.
They'll give him 3 for that one. So here comes Haynes. It's 23-23. We're all tied up. Haynes has the ball. Number 42, passing it inside. Number 54 to number 32, losing control. Haynes ends up with it, but he also got fouled, I do believe.
Yeah, it's kind of a scruffle down there. And
yeah.
Donald Edenshaw kind of whacked Egolf across the arm.
Who do you think scored more points in gold medal, Vinny Edenshaw or Willie Hayward?
Is that a trick question? Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are two of the most prolific scorers there have been in gold medal, I think, of all time.
All
at least
right.
In the last 10 years. Yeah, I'll say the last 10 years.
Ooh, Vinny Edenshaw loses the ball on the right side for Heidelberg. Haynes recovers and comes back. Number 32, that's Tyler Healy putting up a three-pointer. He gets it to go. And that is going to give Haynes a three-point lead now. It's 26-23, 10:44 left in the half. Heidelberg on the way back.
That's the eighth three-pointer for Haynes. They only have 1 2-point field goal this game.
Wow.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, looks like it. And a few free throws other than that. All right, Devin Edenshaw not able to get the three-pointer to go from that left side spot. He seems to like balls out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Haynes. Haynes will inbound it from under their own basket.
Goff sits down, coming in number 24 for Haynes.
Yep, that's Jordan Baumgartner. He's bringing the ball up now across the line. Passes number 40 over to number 42. Tries to get it to number 13 in the post, but it's stolen by Vinny Edenshaw. And he's going to dribble around now. He's driving, penetrating. He's in the key. He's under the basket. He lays it in.
What a move.
Yeah, that was a series of moves. Very nice move there for Vinny Edenshaw. Now Haynes bringing the ball back up. It's 26-25, just under 10 minutes left in this half. We're halfway through the half. Number 13 on the right side with the ball. He passes off to number 32 for Haynes. 24 now out on the perimeter. Into number 13 with the short-range fadeaway jumper. Cannot get it to go. And there's a whistle. Ball's out of bounds. And it looks like Haynes will keep it.
Yeah, Ryan Harms had a wide-open baseline jump shot there. Missed it. And then fighting for the ball was Hart and Devin Edenshaw. But Devin kind of won out there. Went out of bounds on Hart.
Yeah. And here comes the inbounds play, courtesy of Jordan Baumgartner. Right to Tyler Healy under the basket. Gets the layup to go. There's 2 points for Haynes. And now Heidelberg got a man wide open under the basket. That was number 9, Sebastian Bowker. They just kind of hurled it to. He was all alone, and he had no trouble making that layup go in. 28-27. Haynes up by one. 9:25 left in the half. Baumgartner bringing it across the timeline. And taking a three-point attempt just to the right side of the perimeter. Won't go. Heidelberg got the rebound. They're coming back with it. Vinny Edenshaw, as quick as he is, he looks like he's taking his time, and then he turns on those jets, and he's under the basket all of a sudden. Puts up a layup. It won't go, but he's fouled. Number 40, I think. James Hart, they're calling it on.
Yeah.
His first foul of the game, which will send Vinny Edenshaw to the line. He's 1-for-2 so far this evening. First shot's up, and that one goes.
A similar Heidelberg team this year came down to Sitka and won the open division down there. And Vinny and Devin were just on fire.
Really?
It was just, yeah, just they put on a shooting clinic and dribbling clinic. It was great for the crowd to watch. Even though we didn't win, but it was fun to watch.
All right, Haynes has the ball. It's number 42 right at the top of the perimeter. Kyle Fossman jacking up a three that won't go. And they're coming back now, Heidelberg, the other way. Heidelberg in the lead at 28-29, 8:50 left on the clock. And here comes a three-pointer from Devin Edenshaw. That one didn't go. Haynes bringing the ball back now. Number 13 winging it out to number 32 to number 42. That was Kyle Fossman with yet another three-pointer. That will put Haynes up by two. They're coming across. Heidelberg coming across the half-court line. 8:30 left on the clock. 31-29, Haynes up by two again. Devin Edenshaw trying to get inside on the left, and he does get all the way there, but then passes it off to number 11, Nick, standing right under the basket. He's able to get the layup.
Tied up at 31, brand new ball game.
We're all tied up again. 8 minutes and 10 seconds left on the clock. Here comes a three-pointer from the left corner from Tyler Healy. That one did not go. Heidelberg with the rebound. They'll bring it back. Here comes Vinny Edenshaw dribbling on the left side. Moving his hands around, getting the ball around, and he puts up a layup. Looked good. It did not go, though. Haynes with the rebound. They're coming back. Jordan Baumgartner passes off to number 32. Tyler Healy back to Baumgartner. And then over to Ryan Harms. Back into Fossman, rather. Trying to wing it into the post to Baumgartner. The ball goes out of bounds, but it's going to be off of Heidelberg. So Haynes gets to inbound the ball here. Still tied up 31-31. 7:38 left in the half. That's Baumgartner awaits the inbound. Go ahead.
No, go for it.
All right. Here comes the inbound. It's out to Tyler Healy out on the perimeter. He's on the left side. He puts up the shot, and he makes that go. Another 3 points for Tyler Healy. And that's good for a three-point lead for Haynes. They're up 34-31 now. 7:26 left in the game. Vinny Edenshaw gets inside, puts up a mid-range jumper. It doesn't go, though. Haynes with the rebound, tries to wing it in. It's Heidelberg defender got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Now Haynes will inbound. The ball is just beyond the half-court line. Here comes Baumgartner. His team's up 3 points with just over 7 minutes left in this half. He is going to pass it inside to the postman. That's Ben Egolf, who does the turnaround jumper. Can't get it to go, though. Heidelberg with the rebound there on the way back. Devin Edenshaw was dribbling up. There's a whistle. Is that a timeout?
Yeah.
Full timeout.
60-second timeout. 7:03 left to go in the half. 34-31. Haynes hanging on the lead. We'll be back in 1 minute with more gold medals. As you're listening from Capital City of Juneau at JDHS over KINY.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store is the only place in town where you can pick up gold medal passes. And while you're there, check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Gerard Gallinin silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
And we're back in gold medal action. Heidelberg with the ball. Under 7 minutes left on the clock. They wing it out to number 9 on the left side all by himself on the baseline for a medium-range two-pointer. He gets it to go. That was Sebastian Bowker with the shot. That's going to make it a one-point game. Haynes up 34-33, 6:37 left in the half. Tyler Healy with the ball. He wings it over to Baumgartner on the left side. He gets it inside to number 54. Tries to pass it back out. Passes tipped. Ends up out of bounds, and they're going to say that that was off of Haynes. Heidelberg's ball.
Yeah, good hustle there by Devin Edenshaw to break up that pass. And, you know, Heidelberg hanging in there. I mean, they basically only both have six guys on each team, but we'll see who's in the better condition the second half here.
Yeah, exactly. That might be what it comes down to. It's just who has more stamina and who can still play with energy by the end of the game. All right, under the basket, there's a shot from
Donald Edenshaw.
I can't see their numbers from the front.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to get a handle on this, but he gets the layup to go. And that's going to give Heidelberg the lead. It's 35-34, 6 minutes left on the clock. Haynes with the ball now. Harms, looking to make a play happen. Wings it out to Baumgartner into number 32. Healy out to 13, back out to number 24, Baumgartner. Over to number 32 on the left side, Tyler Healy, and he's looking for someone to get open. Number 54, Egolf does in the post. He wings it back to number 42. That's Fossman under the basket, who got fouled, it looked like, before he could put a shot up.
Yeah, Haynes really working the ball around trying to get inside to Egolf. I mean, there is a huge size advantage there, so trying to
take
advantage
tall guy.
Of that. He's been a really good passer. I've played probably 14 years of basketball with that guy, and he is tall, and he is also a really good passer.
Yep. Number 24 inbounds to number 32. That was Healy with the short-range jumper. Like, he was open, but he did not was not able to get that one to go. Heidelberg's ball now with 5.5 minutes left on the clock. Up one. It's 35-34. Heidelberg bringing it across. And they pass it away. They give it right to Ryan Harms, who reels it in, and he's coming up the floor now. Tries to pass it over to Tyler Healy, but Healy gets a hand on it. Or one of the defenders gets a hand on it, knocks it out of bounds, so it's still Haynes' ball. Healy inbounds it back to Baumgartner. We're back in play. Number 42, Kyle Fossman, puts up the three-pointer. Can't go. He gets his own rebound, though. He's looking around. Almost looked like he was going to put up a shot, but he doesn't. Pass it out to Harms on the perimeter. He puts up a three-pointer. That won't go either. And now it's Heidelberg coming back. Vinny Edenshaw driving inside. Short-range look, can't get it to go. And now it's Haynes with the fast break attempt. They just hurl it up to Kyle Fossman running up the floor, and he gets a relatively unobstructed layup. Score is now 36-35. Haynes up one. Vinny Edenshaw driving up, gets his shot blocked, but the Heidelberg recovers their pass, and Edenshaw again has the ball. He's going to dribble around, take another mid-range two-pointer, and it goes this time. That's going to put his team up there. I don't even know how many lead changes we've had now, but it's now 37-36 in the favor of Heidelberg. And Haynes now with under the basket, passing from number 32, Tyler Healy, to Ryan Harms under the basket. He gets a layup. That's another 2 points and another lead change. It's now 38-37, Haynes' favor. Heidelberg now coming their way. Number three, that is Greg Frisbee, gets the ball. He's going to drive right up the middle. Can't get the layup to go, though. And now number 24, Baumgartner, going to bring the ball back for Haynes. Haynes wings it to Tyler Healy. He's beyond the arc. He puts up a three-pointer. Doesn't go. And now it's Heidelberg's ball. Vinny Edenshaw bringing the ball back across the timeline. 3:46 left in this half. It's 38-37 in Haynes' favor. Pass a little bit back and forth. Edenshaw tries to go into the post with it. Aaron pass. Ball's all over the place. Heidelberg ends up in possession with it. Edenshaw has the ball again. Vinny on the left side puts up the three-pointer. It won't go. And now Haynes is going to get the ball back. They're coming back. Up 1 point, 3:20 left in this half. Winging it out to Healy on the left side. Back to Baumgartner on the center. Over to Harms on the right. Inside to number 54, the big man with the size advantage. That's Ben Egolf, but he can't get the layup to go. Defender got a handle on it. Baumgartner then tries to get the shot to go. He can't either. And after all that, Heidelberg coming back up the floor. Having successfully defended their bucket. And here comes Benny Edenshaw. He kicks it out to, number seven, Donald Edenshaw. Could not get it to go, and he was a little bit frustrated not able to get that three-pointer to find the bottom of the basket. You've now got Harms on the left side of the perimeter, kicking it out to Tyler Healy from beyond the arc, and he gets another three-pointer. And Haynes in general, like you were saying earlier, they're really working the three-pointer right now.
That's all they're looking for. They must be trying to set our old record of 18 in a game. They're well on their way. So that's unofficial 18 record, but I'll say it's
18
record.
Threes?
18 in a game, yeah.
When was that?
Oh, that was probably a couple different games throughout the years. So we might add a couple of 20, I don't know. The number gets a little bit bigger each year.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Good one. That's like going fishing, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right, 2:36 left in this half. It's 41-37. Haynes up by 4 points. We're coming out of a timeout here, and it looks like Heidelberg is going to inbound the ball on their side of the floor. Well, the far side of the floor, rather.
That was Fossman, 6-3, 10 for the team this half.
Jeez. All right, Vinny Edenshaw bringing it up the left side. He just charges up the middle on a nice cut. Can't get the layup to go, though. And Haynes with the rebound. They're coming up the floor now. That's going to be Harms taking it up, and he's going to pass it to number 32. He eventually decides on Healy right at the top of the perimeter. He gets it to go. Three-pointer for Tyler Healy. And that'll put up Haynes by 7 points this time. As we're just over 2 minutes left in the half, Devin Edenshaw dribbling around. Had to pick up his dribble. Didn't like the shot, so he passes back to number 7, who passes right back to Devin Edenshaw. He's now dribbling around the left side, going to try to lose his man and see if he can drive the baseline on the left side. Has to pass it back out, though. Number 11 waiting on the perimeter, and he gets it to go from beyond the arc. That's Nick with a three-pointer. His team now down only 4 points. It's 44-40 with Haynes in the lead as they bring the ball across now. 1:37 left in the half, kicking it over to number 32, Tyler Healy on the left. And who made that pass?
That was Ryan Harms.
Okay, Ryan Harms got the pass. And made a short-range jumper. Haynes up 6 again, and it's 1:23 left on the clock. Here comes a Vinny Edenshaw. He puts up a long shot. It won't go. Ball bounces out of bounds, and I think they're going to signal that it goes. I guess it stays here. Stays with Heidelberg.
If you watch Ryan Harms in his jump shot, he probably gets higher off the ground than anybody else. But a little of his background, he was a defensive back for Eastern Washington back in the day. It was quite the football play, and you can tell by his athleticism on the basketball court as well.
Yep, inbound goes to Devin Edenshaw. He puts up the shot, and it did not go. Haynes with the rebound. They'll bring it back with just over a minute left. They're up 6 points. It's 46-40. Number 40 has the ball under the basket. That's James Hart. But he lose the ball?
Yeah, he traveled. Yeah, he tried doing a little spin move there and took a couple extra steps.
Heidelberg bringing the ball back now. Under a minute. Heidelberg is down 6. It's 46-40. Devin Edenshaw puts up a three-pointer trying to cut into that lead, but he misses. Now Baumgartner bringing it back up for Haynes. He's going to charge in into the interior, tries to get the ball to Hart, James Hart, under the basket, goes out of bounds on Hart, though, and now it's going to be Heidenberg's ball. 43 seconds left on the clock. Still 46-40, still in Haynes' favor. Here comes Devin Edenshaw across the half-court line. Going to dribble left, get inside just to the top of the free throw line, basically, and puts up a shot. Jumper not able to find the bottom of the rim, though, and Haynes will take the ball out. 28 seconds left as they are taking their time. I think they want to make this the last possession of the half. Haynes up 6 points still at 46-40. Now 20 seconds left on the clock. Tries to make a pass over to Tyler Healy. But Heidenberg gets a hand on it. It's out of bounds on Heidenberg. And now Haynes inbounding the ball. Back to Harms. Way up by the free half-court line. He takes a look at the clock. 15 seconds left. And they're going to wait a second, make sure they get the last, or try to get the last shot. Oh, but as Harms tries to drive in here, he loses the ball. Heidenberg recovers, and they, on a fast break play, get it to Vinny Edenshaw, and he's able to make it happen. A layup, 2 points for them. Haynes has to jack up a really, really deep shot at the end of the half and can't get it to go. Your final score for the half, not final score, is 46-42. Haynes up by 4 points.
We'll take a two-minute break and come back with your second half right after these messages.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Stewart Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344. No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
Sure as the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are, spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now to Juno Douglas High School Gym for more gold medal basketball on KINY.
All right, and we're back in action. Well, not back in action. We're back in halftime. About 2.5 minutes or so until we get back into the action. And what you got for this first half? Any thoughts?
Well, I think right now these guys are shorthanded on both sides, so they just decide to shoot threes. They don't have to run as far on the court. So
that's a really good point, yeah. It's a lot of work having to, like, muscle through guys to get to the basket. Why do that when you can just, you know, take some shots beyond the three-point line?
Yeah, right. Well, I know Haynes right now is 11 threes.
Yeah,
made, and Heidenberg with six. You know, both teams have probably shot a combined, you know, they probably shot 35 three-pointers already this game. So it's definitely the shot of choice. So, but I think it's going to come down to conditioning at the end. They're evenly matched as far as one sub on the bench and, you know, size-wise, Haynes has an advantage on the size, but right now no one's really taking advantage of that size with Egolf down there. They, you know, keep casting threes. And,
yeah.
You know, but it's going to come down to conditioning is what it comes down to. And legs, you know, they're going to live and die by the three-pointer. It's going to come down to conditioning.
No doubt. Right now, Haynes up 46-42, four-point lead. And we got a little over a minute. Let's take, I say, a one-minute break, and we'll be back with the second half. And our last game of the evening between Heidenberg and Haynes.
Get the good stuff. Get the good stuff.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle, bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Don't play it cool. We're a friend that you can count on to help you make things right. Don't play it cool. Call Ike's Fuel. Bringing warmth and comfort to those long Alaska nights. Don't play it cool. Call Ike's Fuel.
And welcome back to the Juno Douglas High School gym, where we're waiting on our second half of our last game of gold medal action to start, our last half of the night.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think, you know, these are two of the top teams in the in the B division. So, you know, KNY has a random draw, so you just don't know who's going to get. But just watching the different teams today, I would say Haynes and Heidelberger have a very good chance of meeting again somewhere along the line, if not in the championship.
Yeah, you could possibly be watching a preview of the championship. And yeah, I've only been sitting here for three games today, but I believe this is the highest scoring game at halftime that we've had so far in there. I mean, Haynes is on pace for 92 points. That would be the most that I've seen a team score today anyways.
Yeah, which means there's a little bit more defense, because usually 100 points is average, you know.
Right.
110, 115, and that's, you know.
All right, here we go. Second half underway. Heidelberg bringing the ball in on their side of the court. Across the line, it is Devin Edenshaw. He's going to pass it inside to number 7, Donald. No, sorry, that's number 9, Sebastian Bowker. Can't get the close-range post layup to go. So Atain's coming back up the floor now after having gotten the rebound. Baumgartner going to wing it out to number 42. That's Kyle Fossman on the left side. Now they're getting it into Egolf on the interior, and he does kind of get around his man, get around his defender, and gets the easy layup. And there's that matchup exploitation were talking about. They need to hammer
that the whole game. I mean, that's the first time Egolf made an aggressive move to the basket. So definitely a 6-inch at least size advantage there.
Yep. And on the other end, Heidelberg misses their shot. Haynes gets the ball back, and they're going to bring it back up now. Number 32, back to number 42. That's Kyle Fossman. He's going to get a screen from Egolf, go off to the right. Can't quite get inside on it, though, but he will pass it back into Egolf. He's in the post. He wings it out to Baumgartner, kind of over by the free throw line, tries to get it back into Egolf, and the ball is lost. Metlakatla comes away with it, or Heidelberg, sorry. And they're going to bring it up the right side, pass it inside to number 9, who's going to get the layup attempt. It does not go, though. That was Sebastian Bowker not able to find the bottom of the rim. And now Haynes going to bring it back up. Haynes up 48-42. Not quite 2 minutes have occurred yet in this half. And they're going to pass it inside to Egolf, who passes it right to the top of the arc where Baumgartner's waiting, and he nails the three-pointer. That'll put up Haynes by 9, which might be the biggest lead they've had in a while, I want to say. 51-42 now as Heidelberg brings the ball back across. And it's Devin Edenshaw driving to the left, gets all the way inside. Oh, that ball just wanted to go. Spends about a minute on the rim and then falls out. Haynes now bringing it back up after getting the rebound. Baumgartner passes it out to Egolf, who a tall man I would not have thought would be taking three-point shots like that, but he's able to get it to go right from the top of the arc.
Well, when it rains, it pours.
I suppose so.
12-3 of the night for Haynes.
Now Edenshaw bringing it up, cutting to the left, and he gets all the way inside. Benny Edenshaw with 2 points. So it's now a 10-point lead for Haynes. They pull away a little bit in the early part of the half. 17:40 left in the game. 54-44. Haynes in the lead. Number 32 now for Haynes on the left side. Drives up to the baseline. Can't get it to go. Tyler Healy with the miss. Heidelberg now coming back up. And they lose control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, but they're going to keep it here. Say it was off of Haynes. Heidelberg gets to inbound the ball under their own basket. And here we go with the inbound play, and it's from Edenshaw to Edenshaw. Devin Edenshaw out on the left corner, drives a little bit, kicked it off to number 9. That's Sebastian Bowker. He can't get the shot to go, though. Haynes with the rebound, and they're coming back the other way. Now Baumgartner puts up the three-pointer from the left side of the perimeter. He can't get it to go. That was close to where he got it to go earlier. but he misses. Heidenberg's coming back now, and it's Vinny, or was it Devin? I think it's Vinny. Edenshaw puts up a three-pointer, doesn't go. Heidenberg gets the rebound, kicks it right back to Vinny Edenshaw, who takes another three-pointer from about the same place, doesn't go. Haynes now with the rebound, and they're coming back. 16:50 left in the game, still 54-44. Haynes up by 10. They're winging it into Egolf in the interior. He's got some double-team action, but he finds an open man because of that double-team. That was number 13, Ryan Harms, he kicked it to. Couldn't get the jumper to go, but now after a rebound, they kick it back out to Egolf, who was standing in the left or the right-hand corner, and he gets a three-pointer to go. Like you said, when it rains and pours, there's another three for Haynes. And it looks like they're going to call a timeout now. 57-44, Haynes up by 13. It's a full timeout. Let's take a minute break. 16:30 left in the game.
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie Lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
And we're back, and it's Heidenberg with the ball. Vinny Edenshaw put up a layup that just kind of bounced off the left side of the backboard. He gets it back, though. Puts up another layup after driving. That one won't go, but he did pick up, or he got a foul. He got fouled.
Yeah, Vinny, he was fun to watch. He's just zigging and zagging. And
he's very quick out there, yeah.
Yeah, just around everybody. And, you know, he's having a tough time, though, getting it past Egolf. Egolf's definitely a taller, one of the taller guys, and the tallest guy probably in the tournament, but in Southeast that he has to play against. So he has to adjust his shot to get it past him.
And his first shot from the free throw line of this half goes up, and it's in. His second shot bounces off the front of the rim. That will make it 57-45. Haynes up by 12, and Haynes bringing it across with 16 minutes left in the game. Baumgartner out to number 42, passes it into Egolf. They lose the ball, though. Heidenberg now coming back up their side, and it is Devin Edenshaw on the left side, a whistle. And they're going to call a foul on number 42. That's Kyle Fossman, his first foul of the game.
I think he needed a break, yeah. Definitely, it's like one of those fouls at the end of the game, you know, when you want someone to shoot free throws, but you kind of just want to stop everything. And the ref called it.
Yeah, again, six-man roster, so it could be that these teams are needing those breaks. Very believable. Ooh! And then you've got Vinny Edenshaw driving inside for the layup, but Ben Egolf, like you were just talking about, a tough defensive matchup down there. Get the hand on it, knocked it right back out of bounds. It will remain Heidenberg's ball, though. And Benny's going to inbound it to Devin Edenshaw. And here we go. He drives to the right along the baseline. Left-handed layup gets it to go. Nice little move for Devin there. It's now a 10-point lead for Haynes as they bring the ball back across. Baumgartner with the ball, he's going to wing it out to the right side, and he's going to wing it into the to the interior where Egolf was. He finds himself back out, kicks it out, number 32 now on the left side, driving, tries to pass it back out, almost got stolen, but Egolf gathers it, behind the back, passes it, and now we're reset. Number 42 on the right corner, wings it inside number 32, that's Tyler Healy. And it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, a little contact down there. Healy thought he got kind of pushed. That's why he lost it out of bounds. But the official disagreed with that.
Yep, they give the ball to Heidenberg, and they're now on their side of the court. Number 7, Donald Edenshaw puts up a three-pointer. That one won't go. And Haynes gets the rebound. It's Jordan Baumgartner bringing it back now. Back across their side of the court. Haynes with a 10-point lead. They get it into Egolf in the post. Egolf wings it back out outside. Baumgartner takes a long two-pointer. That one will not find the net. And Heidenberg gets the rebound. They're coming back now to their side. And a quick move from waiting for the number 3. That's Greg Frisbee on the inside. Can't get the layup to go. Gets their own rebound, but then he loses the ball. Haynes is going to bring it back. 14:22 left on the clock. Haynes still up 57-47. And here comes number 32, Tyler Healy, dribbling around to the left. Gets it inside to Egolf. Back to Healy, who is on the left side, able to cut along the baseline and get the layup to go. 2 points for Healy. 59-47 now. 14 minutes left in the game. Haynes in the lead, 12 points. And it's Vinny Edenshaw drives the middle, kind of cutting over to the right. Has to pass it out to Devin Edenshaw, who then drives back to the left towards the middle. Into the third, Edenshaw. Donald, I believe it is, without looking down at my sheet. And he ends up not being able to make the shot happen. Loses the ball, and Haynes is coming back now. Kyle Fossman passes back to Tyler Healy, who passes over to Egolf. Out on the perimeter, he gets it into number 42 inside. Nice little play fake to get a man to jump over, and that was Kyle Fossman getting 2 points there in the nice move.
Yeah, that was a good look there. I believe that was Egolf that passed it in there, but like
I think
we talked
so, yeah.
About, good court vision.
Yep. And it looks like we got a full timeout, so why don't we take a one-minute break? It's 61-47, 13 and a half minutes left in this game. Stay tuned.
Juno Auto Sales and Service, the former Stanley Ford dealer, will install a free remote start with any purchase. They have an excellent selection of pre-owned four-wheel drives, all-wheel SUVs, and many others for you to choose from. See a sales rep for details. And did you know Juno Auto Sales and Service is your boss snowplow dealer for Juno? If you already have a plow, they have parts and service. If you need a plow, you can get straight blades, V-blades, sanders, and more. They even have ATV Boss plows and accessories. Find all your winter transportation needs at Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard behind the Nugget Mall.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
And we're back at 61-47. Haynes in the lead by 14 points over Heidelberg. 13-21, and Heidelberg is inbounding the ball under their basket. They do, and Haynes knocks it out of bounds, so Heidelberg's going to inbound the ball all over again.
Yeah, Heidelberg falling behind a little bit here. We'll see what happens in the next 3 or 4 minutes, if their legs are going to catch up or not.
Yep, it's getting to the point where you got to start worrying about the lead a little bit. There is a point where there's not a whole lot of basketball. Still 13 minutes, obviously, but it is getting to that zone where you want to be concerned about the deficit. Heidelberg not able to make anything happen on that possession. Haynes is going to bring the ball back, and they're winging the ball all over the court. They eventually find Harms just outside, and did he get that to go? Yeah, bounced off the rim and then went in. Didn't look like he was going, but Harms gets a three-pointer there. It's now 64-47. That's Haynes, 17 points in the lead, and things are getting worse for Heidelberg slowly but surely. Nick Nix finds an opportunity to take a three-pointer from the right side beyond the arc. It doesn't go. So now Haynes is coming back, and they find, number 40, James Hart, gets inside. Had a defender all over him. Layup didn't go, but he was clearly fouled.
Yeah,
Haynes, he's going to the line.
Yeah, Haynes pushing the ball. I think they're smelling, Heidelberg slowing down a little bit, and so Haynes starting to pick things up a little bit.
That foul looks like it's on Donald Edenshaw. That'll be his second of the game.
Yeah, Heidelberg hasn't hit a field goal here in the last few minutes. Their shots that they have taken have been short, so that is a sign of a little fatigue. But I have seen Heidelberg come back from behind, and so with 12 and a half minutes, there's still a lot of game to go.
Yep. And the free throw is good. Kyle Fossman, did that first one go, did you see?
The first one, I believe, was a miss for Hart.
So, Hart goes 1-1. Yeah, 1-for-2. And now Heidelberg coming up their side of the court, and it's Edenshaw. Devin doing some work on the interior, and Egolf with another block. He's starting to get a few of those. Devin Edenshaw gets another look from the right side corner. That one doesn't go either, so Haynes has the ball on their side now. And it's Kyle Fossman dribbling around near the half-court line, trying to get a screen from Baumgartner. He passes it off to Harms. Harms out to Hart on the perimeter. He's going to try to drive inside, but he kicks it out to Egolf. On about the halfway mark of the right side, just outside the arc, puts up a three-pointer, and that one's good. Another three-pointer for Egolf and Haynes.
That's Egolf's third three this half.
Yep. And we've got Vinny Edenshaw driving to the left side in response to that. He gets a layup. 2 points just like that. score is 67-49. That's Haynes with an 18-point lead and 11.5 minutes left in this game as Haynes bringing the ball up. Kyle Fossman on the left side passes into Hart. Ooh, Hart tries to put the layup up, but it was Devin. Yeah, Devin Edenshaw with a nice block, knocking the ball out of bounds. Haynes going to inbound it now. Baumgartner with the inbound. And he throws it all the way out to Kyle Fossman, waiting out at the half court, roughly area. Back to Egolf, back to Fossman, and he's going to retry. He's trying to get a screen from Egolf there. Fossman is, and he drives all the way around under the baseline, and I think the ref's going to say he stepped out of bounds. Yep.
Yeah, there's a couple of calls. It looked like he was out of bounds, or he picked up the ball and just kept going. It looked like, I think he was going to pass it. Fossman was going to pass it and decided not to and tried to get away with just dribbling it. But
yeah, the ref kind of gave him a look like, really? You're going to try to get away with that after he blew the whistle? Anyways, Heidelberg brings the ball up, and Fossman redeems himself, steals the ball right back, and now it's Haynes' ball again. 11 minutes on the clock, and Haynes are up by 18 right now. Fossman still with the ball. He's going to wing it to the left to Hart, who's going to give it back to Baumgartner at the top of the perimeter. Winging it over to Harms on the left side. And into Egolf on the inside left side. Harms cuts right up the middle. And Egolf finds him with a nice bounce pass. Nice fundamental play there. Easy layup for Harms. And that's Haynes with a 20-point lead now as Heidelberg comes back up. It's Devin Edenshaw with a close 2-point shot on the baseline. Can't go. So it's Haynes with the rebound, and they're coming back. Just over 10 minutes left in this game. You still got Kyle Fossman dribbling around near half court. He's looking for a screen from Baumgartner, but instead he wings it over to number 40. That's Hart. Hart takes a mid-range 2-pointer, doesn't go. And now Heidelberg coming back. Number 3 charging all the way up with some urgency. Greg Frisbee looking like he had some fresh legs there, but he couldn't get the layup to go.
Yep, Greg
Fresher legs.
Yeah, Greg Frisbee, a graduate from Mount Eston High School a few years ago. So I actually coached him back in the day when he was playing there. He's a good guy. Good to see him out here. Same with Donald Edenshaw.
Yeah. All right, now it's Baumgartner and Haynes dribbling around. They pass it out to Egolf, who's just to the left side of the top of the perimeter. Puts up a 3-point shot. It misses. And now Heidelberg coming back their way. 9:30 left on the clock. Heidelberg down by 20. It's 69-49. And we have a missed shot from the left-hand corner. Doesn't go. And they're going to reset with Devin Edenshaw. Puts up another 3-pointer right from the top. Doesn't go either. And now Haynes coming back. 9:17 on the clock. Haynes really kind of just steadily keeping their command on this game as clock ticks away. They have a 20-point lead, 9 minutes left. There's a whistle on the play. Timeout, I think, might have been called.
I think they might have done, and we're going to keep it right here because I want to remind you folks that KINY has teamed up with Alaska Seaplanes for the 2017 Roadshow. We'll be flying throughout Southeast Alaska, broadcasting from different events throughout the year. And for the last few weeks, people have entered at each Alaska Seaplanes location around Southeast for their chance to win a round-trip airline ticket anywhere Alaska Seaplanes flies. And every evening, starting tonight during Gold Medal, we'll be giving away a ticket. So keep tuned. I'm going to give one away a little bit as we near the end of this ball game, and then we'll do one every night. For you folks out there listening around, you can sign up every day from now till the end of Gold Medal at any Alaska Seaplanes location.
Yeah, sign me up.
I could use it. Like that, wouldn't you?
That's a great connection between Sitka and the Haynes.
Yeah.
The quickest way to get from Sitka to
Haynes.
How long
does it take?
Well, if you hit it just right, you can get there in less than 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it's an hour and a half. It's a 50-minute stop in Juneau, and you keep on going. So
yeah, there you go.
So sign me up. Well, I don't know how you do it, but
yep. You just go find an Alaska Seaplanes office somewhere and go sign up yourself.
All right, I'm going to.
Good on you.
Well worth it.
Back in action.
Yep, Haynes with the inbound play, and it goes all the way around and eventually lands on number 42, Kyle Fossman. He's going to kick it out to Tyler Healy out on the right side corner. Over to number 13, Ryan Harms, and he's going to drive, kick it out to Hart, back out to Harms on the left side of the perimeter beyond the arc, and he gets it back into Hart on the perimeter just in the key. He kicked it back out to number 42, and I feel like this is a clock-chewing maneuver here. Fossman does eventually, though, drive around the left. Get the layup up, does not go, but he's fouled.
No, I think, yeah, Haynes is playing it smart. You know, they're
yeah.
up 20, but they're not. I mean, they could continue casting, and I'm glad they're not shooting three. I don't want to break in that old record of ours. But, you know, Fossman's the team leader out there, and he's probably got some of the highest basketball IQ I've ever seen. Even as a freshman in high school, I still remember he had 40 points against Edgecombe in a double overtime game as a freshman.
Wow.
High school. When I saw him, that was the first game I watched him play in high school, and it's just like, oh, my gosh, this guy is special. And he turned out to be, yeah, special. And he's helping control the tempo out here, and they're doing exactly what they want to do.
Did you ever play, have you ever played with Haynes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did.
That's where I graduated from high school.
Yeah, you did there, but I mean in gold medal.
Yeah, for almost my entire career. I just started playing with Cluck One a few years ago.
Like, what, three?
I believe so, three
yep.
or 4 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, that's
yeah.
what I thought, yep.
Yeah. So I've been playing with Haynes since I was 17.
Wow.
So.
Bossman went 1-for-2 at the line that last trip. Heidelberg brought it back the other way, couldn't get any baskets to go, and so now it's Haynes' ball again as they're doing the same routine where they're just kind of passing to the open man, wait until they find a good enough shot, and they did. Winging it out to number 32, Tyler Healy, all alone beyond the arc, but the shot doesn't go. But still, that's a look you take, I think, every time.
In case you tuned in late here and you didn't recognize that voice, that's Andrew Frisky up here to help us out. Mike Clasby along with Ryan Houlihan as we wrap up the final of 8 games coming your way in the opening day of the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. And a nice 3 put up on the left side by Bossman. That one's going to miss.
Yep, it's 70-49. Haynes up 21 points now. 7:26 left in the game, and it's starting to look like more and more of a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, Andrew, you've got a lot of history up here, don't you? Born and raised in Haynes, went to school a little bit of time down in Montana.
Yeah, this is what, you know, I still remember coming down here. My dad played, and he's been playing in gold medal forever. You know, he'll be here tomorrow to come watch, but coming down in junior high, coming to watch all these guys, and, you know, a lot of the guys that he used to play aren't playing as much, but definitely some history here. It's pretty fun to catch up and watch.
Devin Edenshaw nails another one from the free throw line to make it a 20-point spread. You know what? That impressed me the first year that I was here. There's another one by Devin as he picks up a pair. Was the camaraderie, the reunion, all of that history going back with everybody? You see coaches and players that became coaches all coming back to this tournament.
Yeah, and it comes here, but it also afterwards, too, there's a lot of, you know, you have your friends from your different towns, and you visit them, too. I mean, I go to Cape quite often and visit some good friends there and go fishing and hunting there and down to Prince of Wales, and it's all connected with gold medal. I mean, it really is.
Sweet. No, it's a very nice event for Juno here, and I can't believe the Lions Club's pulled it off for 71 years. Another shot put up by Matt LaCatla.
I believe that was Vinny.
You're going to get in trouble saying Matt LaCatla.
Sorry, I know I did say that, didn't I?
I was doing that, too. I was still stuck in last game's team early on in this game.
Well, I just found out who the winner is for that Alaska Seaplanes round trip. The first winner of the of this week. And it's somebody whose team is playing in this tournament. Not this game right now, but...
Can you say Cluck One?
No, I didn't say Cluck One.
Haynes bringing the ball back up on their side. It's 6:25 left in the game as the ball goes out of bounds off of Heidelberg. So Haynes will keep it. 6:24 left on the clock. Score is 70-55, so that's Haynes in the lead of 15 points. As Baumgartner inbounds the ball, throws it way up high arc and shot out to number 42, Fossman, waiting out there near half court. And they're going to kick it back to Tyler Healy. Out to Baumgartner again. And then out to Egolf, just kind of around the perimeter, just winging it around again, looking for the open pass. They don't mind if they soak up a bit of clock here in Haynes. Baumgartner over to Harms, who almost wasn't ready for it, but he manages to rein in that pass. Back to number 32, back to Harms, then back to Egolf on the inside. He's got two men on him now, and he's able to dive away as he's throwing the ball to pass it out to Harms, who gets a nice look at the basket from the three-point range, but doesn't get it to go. It's going to be a whistle, and somebody got that.
Yeah, Fossman fouled Vinny on the fast break, just slowed him down. He didn't want him to shoot a layup, so it was a smart foul there by Fossman.
Yeah. Make them work a little bit more time off the clock if they're going to have to go get a bucket. You don't want to give up an easy fast break. So we've got Edenshaw takes a three-pointer that does not make it in, and Haynes going to collect the rebound. They're going to march back up the court now. 5.5 minutes left, and they're up 15. It's 70-55, Haynes. Baumgartner has an open lane right up the middle, and he just kind of strolls up there and gets an easy layup. 2 points for Baumgartner. And as Heidelberg bringing the ball back the other way. There was a foul. 24. Baumgartner, I think. They're going to call that again. Yep, Jordan Baumgartner picks up his second foul. And sends Devin Edenshaw to the line, but it looks like there was a timeout. Oh, let's call it a 30-second break. We'll come back. This is 72-55 with 5 minutes and 19 seconds left in the game. Haynes is on top. We'll be right back.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it into Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
And we're back. Ryan Houlihan, Andrew Fritzky, Mike Classy, all hanging out in the JDHS gymnasium as we return to the second half of gold medal action between Heidelberg and Haynes. Haynes currently in the lead, 72-55. That's a 17-point lead, 5:19 left on the clock. And we've got Devin Edenshaw at the line. Makes his first free throw this trip. That'll make it 72-55. And he makes his second free throw. That'll make it 72-57. Sorry, that scoreboard was slow to update. I thought it might have been 72-57 now the score as we come back across the Haynes. Ball's out of bounds, but they're going to say that Heidelberg knocked it out. So, still Haynes ball. Healy going to inbound it here for Haynes. And he looks like he's going to try to find Fossman. He does, but it gets knocked out of bounds again. And this time they're going to say that was on Haynes. So this time Heidelberg gets to get possession. 5:12 left on the clock. They're down 15. And here comes Heidelberg. It's Vinny Edenshaw. Dribbling left, going right, right up the middle. Loses the ball, though. Haynes ends up collecting it, and they're going to bring it back. Number 32 now. That's Tyler Healy. Dribbling all the way around from the left to the right side. And he gets it over to Kyle Fossman, who had two men on him. And I think, did they cause a jump ball?
No, they called a foul. There's only three fouls right now on Heidelberg, so they want to get close to the bonus as the time gets closer.
Ah.
Start shooting some free throws.
So they inbound it now to James Hart.
Nice little bump.
Yeah.
Stop the clock.
Yep.
Hey, did you listen to our Yakutat Huna game?
I heard the very end of it.
Did you hear the buzzer?
Yes.
That was that Sensmeyer nailed a three-pointer. That was the best shot of the whole tournament so far today.
Oh, man. That was awesome. That was Martin, right? Martin Sensmeyer.
Yakutat wins at 62-59. That was the 4 o'clock game today. Sensmeyer acted in Magnificent Seven, I was told.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I haven't been to a movie in 8 years, and I went specifically to the movie theater to watch him.
Yeah,
I've watched it twice now, and he has got a major role in that.
Really?
So is this the most recent one, the remake with Denzel Washington. He's one of the seven.
Okay. Oh, for crying out loud!
It's amazing. Yeah. So, and I know Martin pretty well from Gold Medal, and it was great, and it's fun to brag about him a little bit.
I wonder how he landed that gig.
Well, he's been living, I think, down south a little bit, doing some modeling and doing some acting and stuff, and I guess he tried out for it. I mean,
right.
I haven't talked to Martin since he's got on there, but he's, he made it big time. And if I didn't know that he was in the movie, I wouldn't recognize him at all.
Okay.
So,
really? Wow, interesting.
But I would recommend watching. It's a good movie. It's pretty awesome seeing an Alaskan, southeast-born guy, one of the main guys in Hollywood.
Sweet.
Yep. And that's Ben Egolf. As Haynes just takes all the time they want on that last possession, they finally find Egolf under the basket for a layup. That will put Haynes up by 17. Now it's Devin Edenshaw comes back for Heidelberg, makes a layup to cut that lead to just 74-59.
Then he steals the ball away and puts up a three.
Yes, he did. That's exactly what happened. It's now 74-62 with under 4 minutes left in this game, 3:53 and counting. Haynes up by 12, 74-62. Haynes with the ball. Baumgartner hands it off to number 32. Back to Baumgartner. And
you know,
he's going to just kind of reset, take it out to the about half-court part.
Tough way for Huna to lose that game. It was a tough one. And in a way, I kind of feel bad that Sensmeyer earned the right to that three-point win. And since some of those people in Huna might feel bad, I guess I'll announce the winner of the Alaska Seaplanes round-trip ticket. And it happens to be somebody from Huna to help you make your guys' day down there. And the winner is Chris Budke. Chris Budke from Hoona wins that round-trip ticket from Alaska Seaplanes and KINY as they put on their 2017 roadshow as Possum goes to the line and makes a free throw for Haynes, and it's now 75-62. Keep listening to KINY for the next roadshow location, and don't forget to sign up throughout the rest of the week, Andrew Frisky, at any of the Alaska Seaplanes location for your chance to win. The roadshow is brought to you by KINY, where you don't miss a thing, and Alaska Seaplanes flying at a higher standard. And congratulations to Chris Budke.
And it's Biddy Edenshaw bringing the ball back after those two made free throws. And Heidelberg finds a man open beyond the three-point land. He takes the shot. Doesn't go. Haynes now has the ball with just over 3 minutes of action left. And they'll foul him.
I like these officials, Andrew.
Yeah, well, they've been around a while, so they kind of, you know, half the players know these folks by first name. You know, we've over the years, we've definitely had a few conversations, some good, some maybe not
so
good.
Yeah, not so good, exactly.
We've always come to an understanding, but.
Yeah, there was a couple heated ones tonight earlier on.
Yeah.
They don't take any stick, though. They do have their boundaries, and they've been letting them play all day today. There's been, when things got close and heated up, they tightened down the knot a little bit. I've had them up here for a couple interviews the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, I see there's at least one new one this year, but over the years, though, it's kind of the same crew. They usually recruit one or two new ones each year, but really it's inconsistent.
Down to 2 minutes and 38, Ryan.
Yep, Haynes with the ball and just kind of soaking up as much of the clock as they can, as they've been doing for the last few minutes here. And I think we're going to have a timeout.
Yep, we are, and it looks like it. Well, we're going to take a 30. So with 2:29 left to go, it's Haynes 76 over Heidelberg 62. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store is the only place in town where you can pick up gold medal passes. And while you're there, check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Gerard Gallinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
And we're back as Haynes inbounds the ball here to return to action. It got knocked around by a Heidelberg player. They end up with it, but now there's a whistle on the play. Looks like a foul on Haynes.
Yeah, Greg Frisby there broke up the inbounds play, and then he ended up getting it and then got fouled, so he's got a bonus shot right here.
Yeah, Tyler Healy picking up his third foul of the game. And Greg Frisby, yeah, stepping to the line. Here comes Frisbee's first free throw in the air, and it's through the hoop. Score now 76-63 with 2:26 left. Second shot is up. It's good. It's now 76-64. Haynes up 12 over Heidelberg.
Heidelberg's putting on a little bit of a press.
Yep. Probably a good idea.
Arm's going to break it real easy.
Yep, and he gets all the way around, gets all the way back across the half-court line. Could have gone for a layup, and he doesn't. He kind of just dribbles back and passes it back out, which, again, has kind of been their M.O. for the last little while. Just trying to milk their lead and milk the clock and settle. Be patient, you know. Take a good shot, and don't take a rush hurry shot if you're in the lead and time's running out, you know.
So it was raining this morning, or snowing this morning when I came in a little bit. Is what's the weather doing out there tonight?
It was about, maybe just every spit and snow every once in a while, but it hasn't really, no big changes at this point.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Tyler Healy now getting ready to take a free throw. That one's up. That one's good.
Yeah, I see you're sleeping back here, Mike, so you've been here all day. You're just going to stay the night, I assume.
Well, I want to go home to my nice warm bed and take a little Mucinex or something like that. Yeah, well, I've actually been here for, 10:09?
It's got to be close
14
to
hours
now.
Right?
Yeah.
I came around at 8 o'clock.
Second free throw good from Healy. That's going to put the Haynes back to a 14-point lead as Heidelberg comes back, and Devin Edenshaw jacks up a three-point shot. That one won't go, but Heidenberg gets the rebound.
Vinny was right there to put it up for his brother.
Now 78-66, 1:45 left in the game. And Heidenberg's going to foul Eagle.
You know, if there was 2 minutes and 27 seconds left on the clock and every timeout got called, or every foul got called in 3-second intervals, we'd have 49 timeouts before we'd use up that time.
Wow.
Now we're down to 1:43.
Yep. First shot from E-Golf goes in. Second shot also goes in. E-Golf will be 2 for 2 that trip. 80-66. Haynes still in a 14-point lead. Heidenberg now bringing it back up, though. Vinny Edenshaw wastes no time getting inside on a left-handed layup, and it goes in. And now they got the press defense as Haynes is trying to get the ball back across the timeline. They're going to have a little bit of trouble doing it, except then Vinny Edenshaw comes along and fouls Baumgartner. That'll send him to the line and conserve some of the clock for Heidenberg.
I love watching these guys. Sorry, Ryan. I love watching these guys, Andrew. When they're that far down, you know, 12 points, and you got 1:27, they just never, ever, ever give up.
Yeah.
Vinny just goes 100.
Yeah. It's not inconceivable they could come back and take this thing, but if Haynes can keep being consistent at the line, it's definitely going to make it harder.
Yeah, it's really not in the blood of anybody here to give up.
No, it's not.
I've never seen it act, honestly. You know.
Maybe in a couple of Masters games.
That's just self-preservation. They don't hurt themselves.
Baumgartner misses both shots from the free throw line that time. Then it's Devin Edenshaw with a long three-pointer. He gets the rebound, an even longer three-pointer from the middle.
From halfway out to the center's court line.
He made that one, yep. 81-71. It's only a 9-point game, but there is just barely over 1 minute left now as Haynes is trying to get the ball back across. Haynes in the lead by 9 points. Now 1 minute left on the clock. And it's Bossman dribbling around. Eventually got the foul. Got fouled.
And that's the guy you want to foul. Bossman's probably one of the best free throw shooters around, too.
Oh, yeah.
Made it down to, remember back in the day in the Elks hoop shoot, he's been the Alaska champion a few times. Made it down to Oregon to shoot when he was, you know, that was back, you know, when 10, 11-year-old time. But
yeah.
Also very good free throw shooter. So.
Wow. Well, that's why they give him the ball to come down court.
Exactly.
His first shot goes. So does his second. Dangerous, as you were saying, from the line. That puts Haynes back up an 11-point lead, 82-71, 53 seconds left on the clock. And there was a whistle.
So we're
pointing out of bounds.
Under 1 minute to go, we're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we're going to come back and do a real quick recap here. So I don't know if you guys are going to want to try and work on your stats or not. That's totally up to you if you want to do that or not.
Yeah. They're ready to roll.
Okay, good, because I definitely have been missing some while I've been doing the play-by-play.
Well, you know, you've been doing a very good job, Ryan, at play-by-play, and you have to so much concentrate, and it becomes quite a little art to multitask and do just those two things. You got to keep track of fouls. You got to keep track of free throws and field goals, and, you know, it's going to take a lot of practice, but you're off on the right foot, I'll tell you that. It's nice to have somebody else at the station that could come around and be a good, good backup. Another shot by Egoff at the free throw line for Haynes makes it an 83-71, 12-point lead now.
And the second one's good, too.
That's Egoff's 17th point of this half.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, 20 for the game.
And, Andrew, it's been so nice to have you come up here and share your time when you've gotten away, and especially helping me with regions this year as well, because you were over here for Mount Edgecombe. And, you know, it's so wonderful to have that background that you bring to the broadcast.
It's all about the cushy seats up here. I'll come up anytime you invite me, Mike.
Yeah, there you go. 86-71 now as we're down to the 22nd mark, and coming down court will be Heidenberg, Vinny Edenshaw on the near side.
Yeah.
Looking up at the clock, down to 10 seconds, and he's going to dribble around to midcourt, and Craig Tamaki is there, the official. Now we get a round of applause as we're at 5 seconds. And that's going to wrap up the first day of gold medal here in the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament with a final score of 86-71. Haynes defeating Heidenberg. That puts Haynes in the 6 o'clock game tomorrow night. They're going to go against Wrangell, and we're going to take a 2-minute break and come back with a recap of maybe this game, however you guys want to do that. And then I'll recap the day, and that's going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, folks. And we're going to take a break here, a couple of messages from our sponsors, and come back with the wrap-up of day number 1, year number 71.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh, the boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep, there's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown, Lemon Creek, and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344. No. How about throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters? Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
Back at it.
Yep.
And they're going to turn the lights out on us here as they start piling everybody out of here. Let's have a quick recap, Andrew, if you're ready to do it, or do you want me to do this first?
I'll get it. Cause I want to get out here. I got a game tomorrow. So
yeah, you do.
So for Heidelberg, going through a quick stats, Greg Frisbee had 2 points. Sebastian Bowker with 6. Donald Edenshaw with 4. Nick Nix with 8. Vinny Edenshaw, the little superstar quick guy we were talking about, 23, and Devin Edenshaw with 25 tonight. Hit 8 threes that game, but I think they probably shot about 40. So we just couldn't quite keep up with the Haynes Merchants. And for the Haynes Merchants, James Hart with 1 point, Jordan Baumgartner with 5, Ryan Harms with 11, Tyler Healy and Ben Egolf both with 20, with Egolf scoring 17 in the second half, and leading all scorers was Kyle Fossman with 29. Haynes had 16 threes that game, so they are a couple short of our record, at least our unofficial record, but still a lot of casting going off. But good job to the Haynes Merchants. So shout out to all the Haynes folks listening to this broadcast.
Your little old hometown over there.
Right, best place in Alaska.
There you go. All right, here's what happened today earlier. Kluckwan defeated Cake in C bracket competition in the 10 a.m. game. That was 85-54. 11:30, back to B competition. Angoon beat Cake 86-72. Then at 1 o'clock, we moved back over to C, and it was Philco defeating the Juno James gang 59-51. 2:30, we moved back in B competition. Puna won that one 69-63 over Yakutat. Then at 4 o'clock was that three-pointer I was telling you that Sinsmeyer made, and Huna was defeated by Yakutat 62-59. That led us to evening games with Wrangell and Metlakatla right down to the wire in B bracket, and Wrangell pulled off the win 84-81. Then in the 7:30 game, in another C game, it was Metlakatla winning over Angoon 85-72. And the final game you just heard, it was Haynes winning over Heidelberg 86-71. Tomorrow's action starts at 12:30. It'll be Kluckwan and Philcom in C competition. Masters starts at 2 with Huna and Cake. 3:30 it'll be Angoon and Huna in B. And evening games are 6 o'clock B competition with Wrangell against Haynes. And then at 7:30 we'll go back to C with Yakutat and Metlakatla. And finally at 9 o'clock it will be Masters with Angoon and Sitka. That'll wrap up Monday, and then Tuesday we start going to the loser's bracket competition. So that's going to do it for now. Andrew, thanks again. Ryan, wonderful job. Thank you kindly.
Appreciate it.
That's going to do it, folks. We hope you enjoyed the first day of gold medal coming your way over 800 KINY. I want to thank Lance and Rob for keeping us on board back at the station. It's 19 minutes past the 10 o'clock hour, Alaska time. On this Sunday night, I'm Mike Clasby on behalf of all of our sponsors, the Juno Lions Club, and the 71st annual gold medal basketball tournament. We'll be right here tomorrow night at 6 o'clock as we bring you and broadcast on KINY the night games for the rest of the week. Three on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, two on Friday. Those will be at 6 and 7:30. And Saturday, the four championship games, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 8 o'clock. That's going to do it. Have a pleasant night, everybody. Thanks for listening.